Paul, what was your reaction to the ruling from the NHL on the Morrissey hit?
It was fine. It was good. I had the call on the ice, right? I got the call after, right, in my mind.
How's Jeff Skinner's game evolved? I know, obviously, you know him better than most coaches.
He is a really unique player, and it's his skating to start with, the way he can twist his body around a puck to shelter it. I think he when he came into the league, what we were really kind of excited about and nervous about is we always said he played in the really dark areas. Like, he would make some of those things that he does with his hips and open up and toe drag a guy, and we hadn't really seen that before, but it was under an awful lot of pressure, and we were always worried that it was going to go badly for him. And then I think over the next year, defenders start to realize that he's going to pull a move on you in that corner, that you cannot play the puck, and it got real physical for him for a little while. And what you see now, I think, is a really good balance between the two. He doesn't put himself quite in harm's way the way we felt he did his first year, but an incredibly dynamic player in small areas. He's one of those guys that's fun to watch play as a fan or a coach when he gets the puck into the corners and can kind of come out sideways on you and open up and make some really, really impressive plays. He's worth going to the rink to watch.
How have the personnel changes impacted the way the Sabres look this year?
I think it's just growth more than anything. You're starting to see their systems are more consistent, more defined, their neutral zone. I mean, there's a lot of Nashville influence in terms of how they play. And like our group here this year, when you got a young team, it's consistency. So maybe in the past you would see stretches of real good hockey, periods of real good hockey, and then with youth there's inconsistency, and I think that would be the area for me. They've added good pieces kind of each year. At the same time, players like Jack Eichel, when you come in at 18 or 19, you're going to be a whole lot better player 2 years later, and these guys now have gotten to the point where they understand the NHL game better clearly than they did when they came in, and they understand the demands of every single night. It goes back again to that consistency. So they've grown, they've gotten better, they've added good pieces, their structure. It takes time to put in a system, especially if they weren't overly systemized before. It takes some time to get into that, the confidence to be patient in their game, and we see that from them now.
Paul, when we talk about the identity of this Jets team and what it does well, where does being physical, being aggressive, dare I say, being intimidating at times, rank?
We never, ever talk about hitting in our room. I mean, there's plays that we want finished, but we have some physical players, and then we have players that absolutely aren't. We want the final result to be the exact same thing. On a forecheck, we want the puck stopped, or at least in our hands, but if not stopped, or Adam Lowry's going to try to make that event happen a whole lot different than Nick Ehlers is, but the result has to be the same. So we do have some players that are big and strong and can skate, which is probably the foundation of being a physical team. They can get to the hit with some force, and then, you know, we've got a few guys on our back end like Dustin that can do the same thing.
And when things maybe aren't going well, say early in a game, you're trying to find your way, how much can a big hit or just getting on that physical play really change the direction of a game?
It changes the direction for our team, because before you can get to it, you have to skate, and that's the foundation of our game. I would suggest there's probably 30 other coaches saying the exact same thing. If you're not skating, you're not playing your game. Again, when we start skating, we have probably 6 or 7 guys that when they are skating, they get to the hits, and if the puck moves and he's looking to finish his check, you can do it with some force. So the catalyst for our game is that the first 3 strides, playing a hard enough gap. If we're not finishing our checks, it's because we can't get to them. We don't want to run. We never run out of position to finish a check. We shouldn't. But if we're not near you when the puck moves, we haven't done enough work prior to that happening.
Well, there's a lot of different attributes, obviously, of Blake's game that stand out. But is his vision one of the greatest strengths for it, and particularly when you look at the job he's done so far in the power play?
Yeah, so it's vision at speed. He's not your prototypical passer, those guys who move the puck into open holes and wait for a bunch of things to develop around him. It will look like that on the power play because there's not as much pressure and there's not as much speed there, but his strength is he's a power forward that can make those plays at speed, and it's why whoever plays with him, when you have a center like Mark that can play at that rate as well, and the two wingers that we've used for the most part, Kyle Connor, Nick Ehlers, also very, very quick. neither of them, the three, slow the game down to make the plays. It's almost a tell when their game's not quite clicking, the game starts, they're slowing down at times to make plays, and what they're really good at is making those plays at speed.
You said he's not a prototypical pass in that respect. Is it something that you've seen him get better on?
I think it was kind of always there. I in the last 3 or 4 years, I think his overall game is so very consistent now over the last year. You're seeing the best of him, and he is an incredible passer. The reason why, Rob can tell you, like if you think back 15, 20 years ago when you listed the passers, none of them played like Blake, right? Would be, maybe more of the Adam Oates style of game. They would get into a hole, draw some people, slow the game, and then it would go to another place. Blake's going to drive around you and draw people and find those. It's a different kind of game than you normally think of as a pure passer. They're usually not overly physical guys. They were just really, really smart. Like Ron Francis was a brilliant passer, not a real fast guy. He would pull the puck to a hole, have a real clean idea of where everybody is on the ice, and wait for something to develop.